trip for one. Sue it!
Welcome back to one of the... Oh, it's almost heartbreaking to say, but it's actually a good thing. One of the last shows we're going to be calling Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish, because in the future, Raised in the Shaw is going to be Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. And I'm contemplating a name change for the show, Danielle.
Let's hear it.
Mike Keller's here, too, and God knows that Mike Keller has no problem ever expressing his opinion.
No.
You know, you do have, let's be honest.
Sometimes
for a minute,
Keller.
Sometimes
in the past, Keller. More adamantly than I should have.
Keller, you in the past. Are we really saying in the past now? He's gone
past
through a revolution.
Me like 5 minutes ago.
I want to be clear. I love you, Mike. We have been friends for a long time, and we will be friends forever. Now, if you don't know, Mike Keller, he has a military past, Marine past. And I think sometimes in the field, he pictures himself as the drill sergeant, and the Marines are like the decoys and the people setting him up out there. Because I have been on the other end of your sergeant... of your staff sergeant yelling from time to time on the in the field, Mike.
I'm not going to say
he's
that
not
I,
even trying.
I'm not
going
to say that that we don't strive for perfection, Joel. And,
this is very true.
And when striving for perfection,
just like that sentence, say, right. Perfection.
when striving for perfection, we are all very adamant in the morning,
yes,
especially when it's 5 a.m.
in the morning.
We all
or
are.
When we put the decoys away and you don't line them up properly in the bag.
You know, Dave Nelson called over the break, and Dave Nelson got his nickname Decoy Dave because right when that first flock is rolling over the hill, he's dead in the middle of the decoys, moving them around. And but no, Keller, you've had a sternness in the past, but I have to say, I've always enjoyed hunting with you. You're a very good hunter. You're a great caller, and your dog work, the work you do with your dogs and your ability for your dogs to be out there and be part of the process is definitely just as much fun as the actual hunt, watching those dogs retrieve.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I do the goose hunting for my dogs now. We've done goose hunting for so long that for me, switching to the old squaw thing was easy. My favorite memories are the pictures I see remember when we would take Charlie out?
Yep.
And he was little, and yep. You and Charlie and Peaches when she was young. And it would just be you and me. And we'd go out, and there was never any harsh discussion when it was just me and you.
No.
It was like, we should just put, like, 3 decoys right here, and we'll kill, like, 10 geese.
Yeah, and you know what? The problem, it's a blessing and a curse. When you get good at something, people want to go along with you, and you want to share it with them.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, as you become a better goose hunter, which to me, I mean, everybody's got their assets. I'm not the greatest caller at all. In fact, I'm not a great caller at all. I'm a good caller, and the jargon calls make it a little easier to do that. But I'm good at getting permissions. I'm not afraid to knock on doors.
And great at getting permission.
And scouting is the key to hunting. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it over and over and over. And I know that my 6 listeners, including the Kennedy family out in Oconomowoc,
hello,
Robin and Dan and their kids, they listen every week. And they're not even hunters.
We have 7 on Facebook Live right now.
Hey,
awesome.
Look at that.
We're just doubling our numbers.
7. And that reminds me of what I had said earlier. We're thinking of changing the name of the show to Raised in Wisco. I really like that.
I really like it.
Wisco is kind of a hip term for Wisconsin.
That's cool.
I love the fact that Danielle and I are kind of teamed up back together from Kill It, Clean It, Cook It.
Me too.
That was an end of an era, and it was a really enjoyable 13 years on Channel 12. Really having a blast. And I want to tell you guys, I have to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning to drive to the Benelli show in Minnesota to do that with the Fowl Life tomorrow. And they're going to have dogs and boats and cookbooks, and we're going to do a lot about cooking during that. So that'll be exciting too. So if you're anywhere in the Walker, Minnesota area, come say hi to me and Chad Belding from the Fowl Life at the Reeds outdoor family outdoor show tomorrow, or it'll be going on Saturday in Walker, Minnesota. Now, I know we don't quite have the reach of Walker, Minnesota, but I'm really thinking about it. So we'd love to hear some feedback from folks who are paying attention. I think that Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman will be pretty good. What do you think about that, Mike?
Yeah. I think if you're asking my opinion, I like it a lot. It'll play really good with the guests that you have on. You know, with the local guests and everybody else, because
it would.
We're not all raised in the Shaw, but we all were raised in Wisconsin.
That's a fact. But and I think the three of us sitting here are three people who just, we're not happy unless we got our fingers in a bunch of pies. I mean, that's just kind of the way all of our lives have gone. We've got 8 million things going on.
Unmedicated ADD.
There's always something happening.
And I don't drink, so I got nothing to take the edge off. So I got to have 8 million things going on at once. And one of the things that you've really gotten into, not only dog training, Mike, but now you're a dog breeder as well. You're working with dogs from conception.
More into the breeding end of it than the training end of it. My friend Chad has really taken a lot of that training over. Anybody that wants to get trained, I taught him. He works with me. He's taught me. He's a great guy.
You got his number or way to contact him? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Let me find it.
We don't remember phone numbers anymore.
At the break. We can come back with it.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And what I've done with the breeding end of it is I really have gotten into, now I'm in my third and fourth generations of puppies. So I'm getting the calm and speed that we're really looking for.
Well, that really matters. And I think a lot of people get into hunting for different reasons. Some of them are getting into it now literally because they enjoy working with the dogs.
Right. Absolutely. And that's my big thing with the dogs is, like, we breed dogs that are trainable. That's a big thing. We want them calm and easy in the house. We don't want hyper dogs.
So you're literally telling me
the gun dog that your wife will love.
You can have
a hybrid.
You don't
need a couch dog.
You can have a hybrid that's actually going to be a lap dog and a hunting dog.
Peaches has ridden in my truck every day since she was 5 weeks old.
Every day.
And she hunts harder than any dog that I've hunted with other than maybe three or four that are snow goose guiding dogs.
That's awesome. When we come back from the break, we got more with Mike Keller. We may revisit his attempts to get people out on Lake Michigan and our new co-host, Danielle Fairman. We'll be right back on WAUK.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat has $20 Thursday night specials, and kids of all ages are welcome. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Conservative talk radio, they don't want to hear your opinion. They want to give you your opinion. They've done a good job. There's a way out. You can escape. Just turn on 540 AM WAUK, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., Monday through Friday, and we can help.